Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Sham. Kartik classes Vrindavan Mahimamrita by Saraswati Pad Prabodhananda Saraswati. This is the last day, November 29, 2020. We started yesterday from Shataka 11, reading a series of verses where Krishna himself is speaking and glorifying Radharani's transcendental form, beautiful form, by comparing her to different aspects of Vrindavan. So this goes on for another 15 verses or so, 10, 12 verses, Krishna glorifying Vrindavan and Radharani. So here Krishna speaking. Shataka 11, text 20. Ho Vrindaranya Twayi Vikasi Tanta Kusuma Paragir Yadvir Nayana Yugalam Tat Kalushitam Priyaya Futkare Parajyata Chumbana Mohat Mahot Savalabdas Tena Twamasi Mama Jivaturaha. O Vrindavan, Krishna says, O Vrindavan, when some flower pollen from your many blossoming flowers gets in the eyes of my beloved Radha, I enjoy a great festival of bliss by kissing Radharani on the pretext of removing that pollen from her eyes. Thus, O Vrindavan, you sustain my life. Mama Jivataraha. Second translation here, 11:20. O Vrindavan, when some pollen from your many blossoming flowers gets in the eyes of my beloved Radharani, I enjoy a great festival of kissing Radha on the pretext of removing the pollen. O Vrindavan, you are a sustainer of my life. It's the same. So Krishna is showing his gratitude, appreciation for Vrindavan, because Vrindavan arranged this pastime, because the flowers are growing in Vrindavan, Kadamba flowers and the Kadamba trees, which are full of abundant yellow pollen, and the rose flowers, and Jui, Chameli, Champak, Malika, Malita, all the flowers have so much flower pollen, and the flowers are all gifts of Vrindavan. So it says, Kusuma, oh Vrindaranya, oh forest of Vrindavan, Kusuma Paragar, Paragar means flower pollen, Nayana Yugalam Kalushitam, they get in the pair of Nayan Yugal, they get in the pair of Priya's eyes. So on the pretext of removing an excuse, Krishna uses the excuse, oh Radharani, you're itching your eyes. You have too much flower pollen in your eyes. Let me remove the flower pollen. I'll blow in your eyes. I'll remove the flower pollen. So Krishna, very tricky, very naughty, tricky guy, he uses this ploy of removing the flower pollen. So he comes near Radharani and says, yeah, okay, do that. Pollen's bothering me. Too much pollen in my eyes, disturbing my vision. So Krishna wants to render service, but he has an ulterior motive. He just wants to kiss Radharani's luscious bimba flower red lips. And that's what he does. So he's very happy with Vrindavan for that. Krishna can enjoy a great festival. It says, Pradaraja Yata Chumbana Mahotsava Labdas. Chumbana Mahotsava Labdat. Labdas means Krishna acquired, Krishna attained a great festival, Mahotsava, of what? Chumbana, and kisses. Krishna attained a great festival, Chumban Mahotsava. It's a special festival. It's a kissing festival. Krishna attained the Radha Chumbana Mahotsava. Mahotsava, a great and grand festival, a big festival of enjoying kissing Radharani's lips. And Radharani's kisses are sustaining Krishna's life. His very jivan and prana is Radharani. Hamara dana radha, jivana dana radha, prana dana radha. Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Hamara dana radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Jivana dana radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Prema dana. The wealth of love is Radharani. The wealth of my prana is Radharani. The wealth of my life is Radharani. So that's true for all the Rag Bhaktas doing Manjri Baba Patsana. It's also true for Krishna. So Krishna's life is sustained by this Utsav, this festival of Radharani's kisses, Chumban Mahotsav, Lovdas. Chumban Mahotsav, Lovdas. And he attained this, Aho Brindaranya, Twai, by the mercy of Forest Vrindavan, where all these flowers are nurtured and cultivated and grown to maturity, where they blossom and they're full of pollen. They're all the mercy of Vrindaranya, the Forest of Vrindavan. So Krishna is showing his appreciation for nature, for the forest, by saying, oh, you're sustaining my life. Mama Jivatara, aha, aha. Oh, alas, aha. Twam Mama Jivatara, you have given me life by allowing me to attain this Chumban Mahotsav Lovdas. Chumban Mahotsav Lovdas. I've attained Lovdas, this kissing festival of kisses of Radharani. And that itself is Radharani's, her body is my life. Amrita Angam Ananga Jivam. Radharani's nectar and limbs, Amrita Angam Ananga Jivam. Radharani's nectar filled arms and legs and lips and face and breasts are the life of Cupid. Anga, Anga, Amritam, Ananga, Jivam. Ananga means Kamadev, Cupid. So Ananga accommodates Sri Krishna. He attains his life by relishing the nectarian body of Radharani, especially her nectar-filled lips. Chumbara Mahotsav loved us. Chamama Jivatara, great verse. Krishna is glorifying Radharani, and Vrindavan is giving him life. And living in Vrindavan gives light to any bhakti, gives light to bhakti. Bhakti comes alive. Jivatur. Aho Vrindaranya, Mama Jivatur. My life, Krishna's life is sustained by Vrindavan, but my life is also being sustained by Vrindavan. And any bhakti who lives in Vrindavan, his or her life is also being maintained by Vrindatavi Mata. Text 21, Shatak 11. Krishna said, once I was hiding from Radha in a grove of tamal trees. While walking towards me, hiding behind a tamal tree, Radharani said, this Krishna is very cunning. I don't know where he is. I can't find him. And then seeing a tamal tree in front of her, Radharani praised the tamal tree. O tamal tree, you are the best of all. You are my beloved. Then Radha tightly embraced the tamal tree, which was me. That's great. So Krishna, his complexion is dark, dark gray, dark bluish gray, dark bluish gray, like a monsoon cloud. Ganasham, Radhe, Radhe, Ganasham, Radhe, Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe. So Ganasham means a thick rain cloud full of thick rain, packed heavy with rain. It's very dark blue in color. So the bark, the trunk of the tamal tree, and the tamal tree is always bent in tribhanga tamal briksh, tamal pear, is always bent in threefold form like Krishna. We have a tamal tree in our yard, It's the Yuga Vriksha. It's Tamal Kadamba standing side by side, hip against hip. And Krishna is bent in threefold bending form. Even the tree is bent like that. So Radha and Krishna were playing Luka Luki in the forest of Vrindavan. So Krishna hid among the small trees because his color of his complexion is the same color as the bark and the trunk of the tamal tree. So he easily is camouflaged and easily mixes in and blends in with all the kanama trees on the right and left of him. So Radharani was exasperated. She was anxious. She couldn't find Krishna. And she just looked at the tree, and like sometimes people talk to trees or talk to nature, look up in the clouds, talk to the clouds. So she talked to the tree, "Oh, tamal tree, you are the best of all. You are my beloved." Because, you know, she didn't think it was Krishna. She thought she was talking to a tree. And just she called the tree her beloved. She said, "Vrindavanavara tamal dayatas." Dayatas means my beloved. "Oh, dayata. Oh, tamal dayata. Oh, my beloved tamal." So Radharani thought she was speaking to a tree. She thought she was speaking to a vriksha, to a pear, but it was actually Krishna she was speaking to, and she was saying, "Dayatas, oh Tamatri, you're the best of all. Vara Tamalu, Siddhayatas. Vara, like you say, Govardhan. Govardhan means the best of all the mountains. So the best tamal tree is tamal Krishna." And then she said, you're the best, and you're my beloved." So Krishna said, "Oh," Krishna disguised himself as a tree. He blended in with the tree. So he was thinking, "Oh, Radharani is speaking such nice glorification of me. She's speaking such nice Krishna Kirti. Such nice glorification. Radharani is doing nice Krishna Kirti, glorify me." She said, "I'm the best of all, and I'm her beloved." Well, if I'm her beloved, a lover should embrace his beloved. So then the next sentence says, I embrace Radharani. "Oh, tamal tree, you're the best of all." And then Radharani embraced the tree, which means me, which means Krishna. So for this, Krishna says to Vrindavan, Oh Vrindavan forest, I'm eternally indebted to you for arranging this beautiful pastime. We should remember this pastime of Chan Java. It's really beautiful. Try to see the tall trees and Krishna standing there and Radharani frustrated, can't find him, looking all over, playing hide and seek, can't find this guy. Another verse. "One time I was hiding in a grove of tamal trees, and my beloved Radharani said, 'This rascal has not come.' Then she approached me among the tamal trees, and she said, 'Oh, handsome tamal tree, you're very dear to me.' Then she earnestly embraced me. 'Oh, forest, by arranging this pastime, you have purchased me.'" So the idea of all these little scenes and little remembrances that Krishna is giving us. This is Lila Smaran, remembering Lila. So Krishna, he's himself remembering Radharani because he's by himself, he's wandering the forest and seeing all the things in the forest, Vrindavan, reminding him of Radharani, like we've already read in the previous verses. We started verse 16. You saw the peacocks were strutting in front of him with their beautiful feathers. And he said, "Oh, this reminds me of Radharani's beautiful hair." And then the black bumblebees were buzzing around him among the flowers. And he thought, "Oh, this reminds me of Radharani's curly tresses." He saw a bunch of golden lotus flowers blossoming in Kusum Sarovar. He said, "Oh, this is Radharani's smiling face." Then he saw the deer, the restless eye movements of the deer, and he thought of the restless corners of Radharani's eyes. So we already read that. The river banks, he went to the Yamuna in the wintertime when the rains, the monsoon rains settle down and Yamuna becomes very small. Then the banks are very, it has high banks because the river shrinks in size, gets very shallow. Then the banks, sandy banks on either side of Yamuna, they come up. So when the banks of the river look like the broad hips of Radharani, and her banana trees, Radharani's soft thighs, they shine, they have a tapering shape, like the tapering, smooth shape of the trunk of the banana tree. So when you see, like in our yard, we have banana trees, we have tamal trees. So when you see these objects, these trees and plants and deer and whatnot, I don't see deer so much, but peacocks, and when we remember these statements of Krishna and remember Radharani, everything in Vrindavan is meant to, is here to, is Udipan, is stimulant and exciting, a reminder of Radha and Krishna, their leelas and their pastimes. So when you come into our garden, the Radha Bhagicha here, Madananda Sukhada Kunj, and you see the tamal tree, and you think, oh yeah, the tamal tree. Once Krishna was hiding there, Radharani embraced his tree and said, oh, you're Vara Tamal Dayata, you're my beloved, and you're the best of all. So the idea is that all these things should create samskaras, bhakti samskaras, and impressions in our memory banks. So we call back our memory when we're in the presence of these objects, they become a stimulant to create a vasana from our samskara. Desire will arise to remember these pastimes and these exchanges. So, next verse, 22. Shataka 13, text 22. Sakibi kantaman nilayan shakena sunirata. Pravishta Shri Rindatavi Tavalata Sadmani Maya Saki Veshe Natye Milita Ramita Gatya Charusha Shipad Yad Va Krishnayatam Idam Itihasa Mama Rit. Once while playing with her Sakis, Radharani entered a grove of flowering vines. Disguised as a Sakhi dancer, Sakhi Veshe Natye, says in the third line, Sakhi Veshe Natye. So Krishna is speaking here. Radharani has entered a grove of flowering vines, latas, Rindatavi, latas, sadmani. And Krishna said, I disguised myself as a lady, as a Sakhi dancer. I entered there, and then I started enjoying amorous sports with Radharani. Then Radharani got angry and scolded me. She said, hey, who are you? You're pretending to play the role of Krishna. At that time, Radha's words filled my heart with happiness. Itihasa mama rit means my heart. Itihas means laughter, happiness, laughter. Fill my heart with laughter. Sakivesha natya milita ramita agatya. Milita, I met with Radharani disguised in a Sakivesha natya milita, disguised as a Sakhi dancer. I met Radharani and Ramita Agatya. I approached her and enjoyed Ramana, amorous sporting. And this is 22, another translation. O forest of Vrindavan, Sri Vrindatavi. One day, my beloved Krishna speaking here. One time, Radharani was enjoying pleasant pastimes with her gopi friends. At that time, she entered an abode of flowering vines. I disguised myself as a female dancer, and I met Radharani there. Then she angrily rebuked me and said, you're acting the part of Krishna. And I became filled with happiness by these words. Krishna will go to any extent, he'll do anything to meet Radharani, to fool, to play with Radharani. It's all play, it's Leela, Leela Bhumi, Leela Bhumi. This is Braj, Braj Bhumi means Leela Bhumi Vrindavan. Bhumi means land, and it means it's a playland, it's a land of play. So Krishna is very, very playful, very, very naughty, very, very funny, very humorous, funny, naughty, playful, romantic, handsome, strong, everything a lady would want in a hero, in a Nayak. Krishna has it all and more, unlimitedly more. Text 23, Shataka 11, Krishna's ongoing glorification of Vrindavan. Sapushpam Shri Vrindavan, Tavasutunga Drumashiro, Gatau, Gatam Kankshant Tyahit Yanaga Bhavanicho Mama Mude, Maya Nate Yukto Pi Prahasana Paraneva Vitapi, Yaruktam Priyasya Akrita Mama Teno Atimud Abut. O Vrindavan, Krishna speaking. O Vrindavan, Sri Vrindavan, once my beloved Radha wanted to get a beautiful flower from the top branch of one of your tall trees. At that time, Srimati Radharani spoke to the tree. He said, sinless tree, please bend down, Anaga Bhava Nicho Mama. Please bend down for me. So she gets the flower. At that time, Krishna is saying, at that time, I laughed at Radharani and I predicted. I said, Radharani, the tree will never bend down. It's a tall tree. How's it going to bend down? It's impossible. But what happened? That tree did bend down to give Radharani her desired flower. This increased my pleasure unlimitedly. As they say, not a blade in Vrindavan, not a blade of grass moves without the will of Radharani. Let's read this another translation. Oh, Sri Vrindavan, Krishna says, one day my beloved Radha desired a beautiful flower from the top branch of one of your very tall trees. She said, oh, faultless tree, please bend down and make me happy. Krishna said, I laughed and predicted the tree will never bend down. But then to the great pleasure of my beloved Radharani, the tree did exactly as she asked. Obviously, Radharani is Vrindavan Ishri. Vrindavan Ishri, Vrindavan. Van means forest and Vrinda means many forests. There's 12 major forests, Dwarasavan, and there's 132 Uvavans, small minor forests. There's over 200 some forests in Vrindavan where I have all pastimes and leelas, Radha and Krishna. Dwarasavan, there's the 12 major forests, Vrindavan, and Bahulavan, Mahavan, Madhavan, Talavan, Bandiravan, Vajravan, etc. Well, there's 132 smaller vans, Kishoravan, and this van, that van, so many vans, Nidivan, Nivan Kishoravan. So Radharani is Vrindavan Ishri. She's the queen. She's the Ishri of this whole, all these trees and all every tree in Vrindavan. Every tree in Vrindavan belongs to Radharani. Every tree and every forest belongs to Radharani because she's Vrindavan Ishri. Vrindavan Ishri Radharani ki jai. Asasaki Shiromani Radharani ki jai. Kano Mano Maweni Radharani Kijai. Vrishabhana Nandini Radharani Kijai. Asasaki Shiromani Radharani Kijai. So Radharani, and only Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. There's no such thing as Vrindavaneshwari Krishna. Vrindavaneshwari Radharani, this whole land of Vrindavan is called Sri Dham. It's not called Krishna Dham, it's called Sri Dham Vrindavan. It's a Dham means a holy place. Holy place of Sri Mati Radharani, Sri Radhika, Sri Radharani, Sri Radha. Sridham Vrindavan Ki Jai. So Radharani, all the trees, since Radharani is Ishwari, she's the queen of Vrindavan, all the trees, all the plants and creepers and trees and deer and parrots and birds and bees are all subjects of the queen. They're all subjects of the queen. They're all servants of the queen. Ekala Ishwari Radha. Ekala Ishwari Radha Arasabhya Britya. There's one in Vrindavan, there's one Ishwari, one queen, one controller, one Pradhan Mantri, and everyone else is a praja, a servant of Radharani, the queen of Vrindavan. So she told the tree, "Oh tree, you have a beautiful Kalama flower up there, tall in your branch, and your branches way up there, way beyond my reach. Please bend down and give that flower to me." And the tree was so happy to receive such attention from Radharani. "Oh, Radharani speaking to me. Radharani, surely Radharani." And immediately the tree bends down and just drops a flower into Radharani's open hand, magically, like something out of Walt Disney cartoons or something. Trees speaking and talking and walking and all that. That's possible in Vrindavan, because every tree is conscious, fully Krishna conscious, Radha conscious, and they can do anything for the pleasure and satisfaction of Radharani. The trees can dance, and Vrindavan, the trees can dance. The water can free, the rivers can go backwards. Rivers are going to the ocean, they go backwards, they go back up to the mountaintop where they came from. And the water in the lakes can freeze like for ice skating. What happens is the ducks are swimming, the ducks and cranes and swans are swimming in the water and eating lotus stones, and Krishna plays his flute and the water turns to ice, and the ducks get their feet trapped and frozen in the ice, they can't pedal. They can't move. They can't eat any lotus stones. They cry and Krishna plays a different tune, then the water melts. So this is Vrindavan, anything's possible. Trees can bend down and give flowers. Jai Radhe, Jai Vrindavan Dham, Jai Radharani, Jai. Now Krishna goes on glorifying Vrindavan. Text 24. Vichitra Sri Vrindatavi Tava Yada Chitra Kusamer Apurvam Prayasya Vyara Yayam Aham Vesha Mamalam Vyara Yayam Aham Vesha Mamalam. Wow. Apurvam Prayasya Vyarayam Aham Vesha Mamalam Prasadam Etat Pratitam Atta Sakrit Chumbanam Adat Dasanti Yatena Tvam Abhi Vashagam Mama Kritavati. Oh wonderful Vrindavan, Vichitra Sri Vrindatavi. Oh wonderful Vrindavan. Vichitra Sri Vrindatavi. Once I gave my beloved Radharani a beautiful dress made of colorful flowers from your forest. From the forest, that means he's addressing Vrindavan. Krishna said, "Oh, wonderful Vrindavan, once I gave my beloved Radharani a beautiful dress made of a flower dress like we have on Radhasthami or Janmasthami. And some temples, they make a dress out of flowers, or they get flowers and pin them on some other plain dress and whatever, some foundation dress. So Krishna himself made a flower outfit. Krishna personally made a flower outfit for Radharani by picking the flowers. He picked the flowers and he gave it to Radharani. And beautiful, you know, a lady likes to get a new dress. Her husband buys a new dress or new sari for his wife. Naturally, the wife feels happy in heart to receive a gift. Tadati pradigrinati pungte bojayate cheva. Priti dakshana. These are the symptoms of love. That if you love someone, you give them gifts, you receive gifts from them, you give them prasadam, you receive prasadam from their hand. So Krishna loves Radharani immensely. He loves her like anything. So he gave her a spotless Vesha Mamalam. Chichakusamer, Apurvam, unprecedented, colorful and fragrant, spotless dress. Vaishamamalam, aham Vaishamamalam. Krishna gave her this beautiful dress made of Vrindavan's flowers, Chicha Vrindatavi. And what did Radharani do? Radharani became so happy that she gave me a big kiss. Oh, wonderful Vrindavan, by doing this for me, giving me these flowers, you have certainly brought me under your control. That's very nice. Everything's personal. Everyone, every tree is a person, and they have personal relationship with Krishna. He speaks to them. He speaks to the trees. The trees speak to him. They serve him. He serves them. Such a beautiful land is Brajadam. Another translation. Oh, wonderful Vrindavan, Vichitra Shri Vrindatavi. Text 24. When I gave my beloved Radharani a wonderful and splendid dress made of your colorful flowers, I prayed for Radharani's mercy. Oh, that's a little better. Because it says, Prasadam etat pratitam, sakrit chumbanam adad. In other words, Krishna, he's bribing Radharani. Like people worship Shiva, they worship Bhangi Vihari. They give him so many gifts and money and everything. And they say, oh yeah, I'm giving all these things. Oh, by the way, will you do this for me? Will you do that? Will you give me this? Give me that? So Krishna picked all these flowers, all these beautiful, fragrant, colorful flowers from Vrindatavi, from the forest from Vrindavan. With his own hands, he fashioned and made a beautiful dress, flower dress for Radharani. And he gave it to her, then he asked for something. He didn't usually give a gift. You don't give a gift and ask for it. You don't give a gift and ask for a gift to return. You give for giving's sake. You love so many, you want to shower them with unlimited gifts all the time. Because the love is already existing. So the love of your beloved is the greatest return gift. You don't need any other thing. Anyway, Krishna's a clever fellow. So he gave this beautiful flower dress. He picked the flowers himself from Vrindavan. And when he gave it to her, he said, Prasadam Pratinam. Pratitam means prayer. He prayed to Radharani. Prasadam means kripa, mercy. So I gave it to her and I said, I pray for Radharani's mercy. Radharani replied by laughing and giving me a single kiss. Sakrit chumanam adad. Sakrit means one chumanam. Radharani laughed at Krishna's romantic humor and gave him a single kiss. Oh, Vrindavan, by giving me these flowers, you have made me your submissive servant. Sam abhi vashagam mama kritvati. Vashagam means controlled servant. Tena twam dasanti, giving me these flowers, you twam have made me Vashagam Mam Kritvati, you made me your humble servant. Beautiful verse. Text 25, Shatak 11. Aho Brindaranya Twam Asi Paramam Danya Iha Yach Chalanti Shiradha Tvat Uru Shushama Loka Kutukat Prasunanam Varshe pati pati samacha dayasitam. Stavishi stotraika priya sukha pikari adbhuta gira. Pika, sukha and pika adbhuta gira. The birds are making some amazing sounds. Oh, aho, aho, Brindaranya, aho, aho, Brindaranya, oh, forest from Vrindavan. You are supremely fortunate, paramam danyam. Whenever Shirada, chalanti, it's just like Hindi, chala. Chalanti Shirada, whenever Shirada eagerly wanders through your enchanting groves, You cover each pathway with showers of flowers. Samacha das dayasi means cover, pati, each and every path. Varsha means rain, rain of prasunam, of flowers. Prasunam. Prasunanam varshe pati samacharayasi tam. So let's try to see this picture that Krishna's creating. That Vrindavan, you're supremely fortunate because Radharani wanders in your footpaths under your trees. Parama Dhanya, you have attained the wealth because of the Adya Lakshmi Devi, the original Lakshmi, origin of all Lakshmis, Radharani, the Adya Lakshmi, Srimati Radharani, the original goddess of fortune, transcendental goddess of fortune, divine Lakshmi, Radharani, has made you Parama Dhanyam, has made you Dhanya, made you fortunate because she wanders in your groves. She's wandering through your enchanting groves. And appreciating that fortune you have, that Radharani is wandering in your groves, you cover each and every path, pati, varshe prasunanam. You cover each path with showers of flowers, varsha. And you glorify Radharani with stavas and stutis and stotras, with prayers. Stavishi stotraika. How does the forest of Vrindavan glorify Radharani with stavas and stotras? With a deer, with her beloved shukas and pikadis, Bhutagira. You glorify Radharani with the prayers of the amazing talks of your cuckoos and parrots and other birds. Your Priya Sukha Pika. Pika means cuckoo. Adbhuta Gira. Gira means words, songs. Adbhuta, amazing. So, Brindaranya, O forest Brindavan, you shower flowers and all the footpaths of Radharani wanders as she wanders through the kunjas and groves of Brindavan. So she wanders, she walks on flower-covered paths everywhere, and she's entertained by the sweet singing of parrots and cuckoos as she moves through the groves of Vrindavan. Vrindavan's deer, parrots, Priyasukha, Pika, Adbhutagira, and amazing voices, amazing words, they recite various stavas and stotras, prayers and songs and poems and glorification of Radharani. Another translation. O forest of Vrindavan, you are extremely fortunate and glorious. When Sri Radha, eager to see your great beauty, Uru Sushma, Loka Kutukat, eager, Chalanti Sri Radha, eager to see your great beauty, Radharani walks in your forest. At that time, you cover each pathway Radharani is walking on with showers of flowers, and you praise Radharani with many prayers, spoken through the mouths of many parrots, cuckoos, and other birds. So we don't see too many, when we're living in Vrindavan today, we don't see too many flower-strewn pathways here and there. But we see birds here and there, we see parrots in a tree and cuckoos here and there occasionally. And minor birds, or some of these minor birds, a little brown bird with orange eyes, have very nice voices. And when we see those birds, we should think, oh, they're singing these Priyatota, these Priyasukha, these very dear beloved, these beloved parrots of Radharani, Ishakshana, Manjubhashini, Daksha, etc. They're singing such nice songs. As the parrots, they come in our neem tree. We have a big neem tree in the yard. It's about 25 meters tall. It's a huge tree. Nimai Pandit, Navadvip Leela, is represented here by neem tree. And the parrots sit in the tree. First they go to the bird feeder and eat bajra. See, we have a bunch of bajra seed we put there, so they eat the bajra seed. They eat all that seed, and then there's water pials for the birds. There's buckets of water, and there's a lotus pool where they can drink water. And they sit in the trees, they're happy, they got a nice drink of water, and nice seeds for lunch. They sit in the neem tree in the afternoon, and they sing their hearts out, so much beautiful poetry. It's an Adbhuta Gira, wonderful, amazing Gira, amazing words, amazing songs, and glorification of Thakurji Madan Gopal and Radharani and Giridhari Shyam. So these are Udipans, remind us of Radharani walking through the forest of Vrindavan, Radharani walking in this kunj itself, this Vishakananda kunj, and the parents are glorifying Radharani. And Krishna is reminding us of that. Really going out the Sankirtan. Really crying out the names of the Lord. That's great. It's a special Kartik. Across the street is Nittai Dham and his disciples and followers of Pujyapad, Sri Pran Krishnas Babaji Maharaj. They live there, many Brijbasis and others. Men, just men live there. And they're very chanting, they're chanting 24 hours a day, Harinam Sankirtan, for the month of Kartik. Usually, even an ordinary day, when it's not Kartik, they chant about 15 hours a day. Practically from the time they wake up till they take rest. At least 15 hours a day they're chanting Harinam Sankirtan, Krishna's holy names. So it's a very great Pavitra Stan, great yoga is going on, and Nam Yoga is going on all day and night. Now it's 24 hours a day. All through the night, someone's playing Mridanga and singing. Very nice, very enthusiastic, and they're very, very pure hearted singing. Very fortunate if everyone lives in this neighborhood, especially us. We live right opposite. Their front door is right opposite our front door. So all the sound comes out, and first, all the transcendental sound vibration first pours into our front gate and pours into the house, into my kutir, into my ears. That's a great blessing for me. Hear Krishna's holy name 24 hours a day. It's inconceivable good fortune I have by living here. Text 26. Smayadva skim sakya pratipadam kada ashanka ridaya na kim brindaranya adbhuta mahimani swarna latika taranti swachandanam marakata mayash chadruma vara mita samshleshena sutam atula shobam chadadati. Krishna is saying, O gopis, O sakis, why are you smiling at me like that? Do you have some doubts within your heart? You have some doubts about me? Why should this wonderfully glorious forest of Vrindavan not have lots of sapphire trees and golden vines? And why shouldn't these trees embrace the vines in an intimate, beautiful, and charming way? Juma says, Juma Vara Mita Samshleshena Sputam Atula Shobham. So Krishna is the sapphire, the Marakata is the sapphires, and the Swarnalatika are Adbhuta Mahimani. The Swarnalatika are the golden creepers, means the golden creepers are the gopis, and the blue sapphire is Krishna. Blue sapphire Krishna is embracing all the gopis. So he's saying, why are you smiling? What are you laughing at? What is it? What's the problem? this is my nature. The latas are supposed to embrace the trees, but this way the Drumavara, the sapphire trees are embracing the vines. Atula Shobham, and incomparable. Atula Shobham, incomparable way. O Gopi friends, why do you smile in this way? Why are your hearts filled with doubt? It says, Ashanka Ridaya. Kada Shanka Ridaya. Shanka Ridaya means doubtful heart. Kada means why. Why are your hearts full of doubt? Krishna says, Why should there not be many golden vines in this wonderful forest from Vrindavan? Vrindaranya Bhuta Mai Mani Swaranalatika. Bhuta, amazing forest. Vrindaranya Bhuta Mai Mani Swaranalatika. Why should there not be many golden vines in this wonderfully glorious forest from Vrindavan? And why should there not be many sapphire trees? And why should these trees and vines not embrace in this beautiful, charming way? That's a very poetic way for Krishna to explain why he's grabbing all the gopis and tightly embracing into his chest. So I'm a tree, I'm a sapphire tree in your golden vine, so no problem. Text 27, Krishna's ongoing glorification, Radharani and Vrindavan. Jayin Yaksha Dute Chatur Adar San Chumba Murali Glahe Maya Sari Sati Tujita Kashin Yata Mrisha Priyantar Bhavagya Vyarita Tanu Brindatavi Tava Tavakilam Sakshyam Tanme Twayi Parate Hetur Atula. Once, even though Radha won the dice game where I wagered my flute for kisses, that was a wager, flute and kisses, I falsely claimed that I was a winner and I tried to kiss Radharani in front of the gopis. Oh, intelligent forest of Vrindavan, you know what's in my beloved's heart, and you have given me great transcendental bliss by arranging this pastime. Another translation. Chatur Adar Sanchumba Murali. Kisses and flute were the wager. Text 27, Shatak 11. Even though I had won the dice game where four kisses and my flute were wagered, my beloved Radha falsely claimed that she had won. O Vrindavan Forest, O psychologist who knows what is in my beloved's heart, by arranging these pastimes you have brought me great transcendental bliss. Krishna and Radharani are always playing dice and they're always gambling their flutes, and sometimes they gamble. Krishna wages Madamango and Radharani wages Lalita. Krishna loses a gambling match, a dice match, and the gopis tie up Madamango and take him away. And here at Krishna's flute is wagered. If he loses, he has to give his flute. If he wins, he gets kisses. Radharani has to give kisses. It says four kisses. So this is nice. We don't throw dice. The devotees aren't supposed to gamble and throw dice. But we can take part in Krishna's gambling pastimes. Pashakela is throwing dice and hearing all these funny wagers and remembering this cute, funny pastime. So Krishna's addressing Vrindatavi. Bhavagya means my intention. Oh, Forest, you know my intention. My intention was to kiss Radharani, what else? Text 28, Shatak 11. Sakim, Duri Kritya Swayam, Arachi, Samvahan, Kala. Maya, Yasya, Premnan, Mridu, Mridu, Suvaksha, Stala, Muda. Tadetas Tri Radha Charana Kamalam Komalatara Komalatar Arun Jyotir Brindatavi Kutukatas Tamatati. O forest, Krishna says, O forest of Vrindavan, after leaving her Sakhi's friends far behind, Radharani met me in the forest. Then, with my heart flooding in joyous love, I personally massaged Sri Radha's delicate reddish lotus feet. which are eagerly wandering in your boundary, within your boundaries. Another nice example, Krishna doing Seva to Radharani, Samvahana. Another translation here, text 28. O forest of Vrindavan, Vrindatavi, having left all our gopi friends far behind, my own heart filled with love and joy, I personally massage Radhika's reddish lotus feet, Radhacharana Kamala Komalatara, Aruna Jyotir. Sri Radhacharana Kamala Kamalam Kamalatara, Radharani's lotus feet, very soft lotus feet, which are brilliant like Aruna Jyoti, brilliant reddish pink. This is a nice example of Krishna serving Radharani, personally massaging her feet after she wandered all around the place, forest Vrindavan. So Krishna is thanking Vrindavan that Radharani wandered all over the forest Vrindavan. Now her feet are tired and sore, so it gives Krishna opportunity to render necessary service for the pleasure of Radharani. Text 29. Shiradaya yad an amunimishi nimisham rupalavanya lila vaidagdya yadi parma suchamatkara bhuma mamapi anandanam adikam yad chamatkara dara tas shri Vrindavana tavamahan esha kopi prabhav. O Vrindavan, at every moment here in Vrindavan, the transcendental form, beauty, and pastimes of Radha attain the highest limit of supreme wonder, which makes currents of transcendental ecstasy wonderfully throw through my body. And by your great power, all this has happened. Sri Vrindavan Tava Mahan Prabhava. By your Vrindavan Prabhav. Mahaprabha means your great power of the forest Vrindavan. It's because it's in the forest Vrindavan where Radharani shows her greatest form of beauty and lila with Krishna. And in the forest Vrindavan, in the kunjas where Radharani has her Rati Kali, her intimate loving pastimes with Krishna, they reach Ananda Adikam, Chamatkara Dara. They reach the supreme limit, the supreme limit of bliss Krishna experiences in the forest of Vrindavan when he's enjoying with Radharani. This is the mercy of Vrindavan. Another translation, this Chamatkara Dara is not in this other translation. Dara means river, stream, flow, Chamatkara Dara, the flow of wonder. At every moment, you are flooded with a blissful and wonderful stream of transcendental beauty, pastimes, extra intelligence, and a host of other virtues that belong to Radha and myself. O Vrindavan, this is your great good fortune. This is your transcendental opulence. Mahan Prabhav. So some of this verse is nice, translation, some of the others nice. They have amazing pastimes in Vrindavan Forest. I think that's it for now. There's many more verses. We'll do those in a future date. At the mercy of Krishna. So this is our conclusion of our Kartik classes, Vrindavan Mahamrita section. So we thank all the devotees who have supported me with your prayers and your presence and listening to these classes. It gives me great encouragement to speak about the glories of Vrindavan and Ramakrishna and Vrindavan. And I hope that Radharani, Kartiki Devi Radharani, is pleased with my offering of seva and she'll bless me with another Kartik next year in Vrindavan, where I can try to speak the glories of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan and the gopis and manjaris. And I'm grateful and thankful to my guru and to Pandit Shri Krishna's Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Tirth, and to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada for making me whatever kind of devotee I am and giving me the opportunity to live in Vrindavan. It's a rare, great fortune, great privilege and fortune to pass 1 minute in Vrindavan. Pray for the mercy of Giridhar Shyam and Radharani and Madan Gopal that they'll continue to bless me and everyone associating with me with this Braja Bhav and Gopi Bhav and Braja Prem, Radha Krishna Prem. This is the goal of our life, the goal of our bhajan. So we all should offer our humble obeisances and show our immense gratitude to Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Pariksit and Vyasadev and the gopis of Vrindavan Bhagavan Sri Krishna for allowing us to take part in the Rasalila descriptions and Rasalila chapters. We discussed chapters 30 through 33 this Kartik. We finished the whole Rasalila chapters. And then we went into the unlimited ocean treasure of nectar glories of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Mahamrita, we dipped into that nectarine ocean, got our feet wet a little bit, heard a few verses. So it's created, by hearing these verses and speaking these verses, it's created a great thirst to hear and chant more and more. And this is the success of bhakti. Bhakti should always create more and more thirst. We should have more and more Trishna to attain Krishna. Trishna means thirst. So bhakti should create, as bhakti increases, our enthusiasm increases for more bhakti and more seva. So I thank everyone, and forgive me if I made any offenses to anyone. Please bless me with your prayers and your kind blessings. Vaishnava Kripa, Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavad Yutamashoke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Narayana Namaskritya Naram Cheva Narottamam, Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tatojayam Adhirayat. Sriman Bhavatam Ki Jai, Sriman Bhavatam Ki Jai, Sriman Bhavatam Ki Jai. Shripad Prabodhana Saraswati Pada Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Kartiki Devi Radharani Ki Jai, Kartik Vrat 2020 Ki Jai, Braja Dham Ki Jai, Radhakun Dham Ki Jai, Shamakun Ki Jai. Giriraj Dharan Gijai, Giriraj Parva Gijai, Jai Vaita Prabhu Gijai, Sita Devi Gijai, Vaita Parivar Gijai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijai, Nittai Gaur Premanandi, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Shama.